I see you, Jesus, alive before me. Your head and hair,
white as snow.
And eyes of fire,
with a garment on,
down to your feet.
We all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. The Apostle Paul, Christ speaking through him, gave the grace way to be changed by the Holy Spirit. Changed in your mind, your heart, your soul, and your life into the image of Christ. And that was just to, by faith, begin to look at him there before you. Wouldn't see him like in a vision every time, but the glory of the Lord that comes off of him when you recognize him by faith begins to make that change in your mind, down in your heart, down in your life. Now, many people trying to change themselves by their religious ideas and their religious practices, miss the real work of the Holy Spirit. It's the work of the Holy Spirit to change you into the image of Christ, isn't it? Or is it? Can you do it yourself? Ooh. One of the ways is to just by faith begin to see him there. David said, I saw the Lord ever before my face. And begin to feel those little waves of glory begin to come off of him. And as those waves of glory begin to come off of him, a chain begins to take place in your life, your mind, your heart, your body, and the glory of God begins to fill you. Oh, I see you, Jesus. I see you,
Jesus. Alive before me. Begin to move right in front of you. That's it. Feel him there. Reach on out to him, brother. Oh, reach on out there to him. That's the way. Oh, make that action of faith and reach your hand out there. Your feet like fine brass, burned in a furnace, a golden girdle around your chest,
your body shining like the noonday sun. Body of fire and glory, shining before me. Christian life. And I saw where people in the Bible, they were always seeing the Lord, feeling Him, hearing His voice, knowing Him, and being just ignorant enough to believe that I could get an answer. I asked the Lord, I said, why is it, Lord, that we're not moving in the power today, moving in the revelation to Christ that they were in other church. But I sure would like to see and feel and hear you. You know what he spoke to me? He said, if you hear the one that I send, you'll see me and you'll know me. Who did he send? Many people did he send. But the one that he sent to reveal Jesus Christ alive in his resurrection was John the Apostle. And he described him right there in the first chapter of Revelation. Describe just what he looks like. So I saw one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment all the way down to his feet, head and hair white as wool, white as snow, eyes like fire, body shining like the sun in the noonday strength, feet like fine brass burning the furnace, and said his voice was just like the waves of water flowing out. All right, I accept that. I accept that John is the one that was sent to reveal you. It's that simple. I'm going to quit looking for you. I'm going to accept this word right here, what it said. And I read that word, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment all the way down his foot, and all at once. But But I was trying to see him without receiving the minister he sent, John, to reveal it. Trying to get a private revelation. How many of you have been guilty of that? Oh. He sent his apostles to reveal the fullness of the grace truth. And you've got to come through that truth. You've got to believe that truth, confess that truth before the revelations and the workings of Christ ever begin to move in your life. You cannot get it privately any other way. He chose them. That's it. Ooh. That's the reason we're singing this song. Because that's a description of exactly what John saw when he saw Jesus. When you begin to sing it, you may not see him as clear as you want to, but you begin to feel that glory. Believe it in your heart, begin to confess it with your mouth. Something begins to move in front of you, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Say, well, it's not strong enough. I don't see a vision or anything. The glory begins to move. The more you exercise that faith, the clearer he gets. It's that simple. John was either the apostle sent to reveal Jesus Christ in the fullness of his resurrection, or he was of the devil. And you call him of the devil when you don't respect his ministry. Jesus said, you'll never see me that way until you say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Until you accept what my minister says, my apostle said, you'll never see me. You'll never know me. You'll never have a relationship with me. Said I chose certain men to reveal me, and their writings tell exactly what I do, what I look like, what I will do, what I have done, and said, you accept it, and I'll do it. Being puffed up by religious teaching, everybody trying to get a private revelation of Christ. Everybody wants a private, just what they think he looks like. You can't have it that way. Not the true Christ. You'll have a lot of hallucinations. A lot of something, but you'll never get the true and the living Jesus Christ that way. It comes by the ones he chose to reveal him. I see you, Jesus. Alive before me, your head and hair, white as wool, as white as snow, and eyes of fire, with a garment on. Confess and submit myself to the ministry of a man. Writings of a man almost 2,000 years ago. He began to come alive in front of me. And something else began to happen. First started his glory is right about here. Kept getting closer. Closer. Finally, instead of it just shining on me, All at once, something just clothed on me, shot all over. Felt good. I wasn't sure what happened. But I tried it again. Ooh. Here it come again. Ooh. You know, he tells you to prove all things, doesn't he? That felt so good. Tried it again. Ooh, and here it comes. And just about that time, I didn't worry about trying to figure out what it was. I don't know where I went, up, down, or sideways, but here it come. Ooh, 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 ooh. Then he began to teach that his method of possessing you is to clothe upon you and saturate you. Clothe upon you and saturate you. Clothe upon you and saturate you. That's his method. It always has been. Just because I didn't know it, it was any sign that it ever changed. It always has been. Oh. I see you, Jesus. Clothed upon me. Ooh, now you just feel something move down on you. Ooh. 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 I see you, Jesus. Clothed upon me. You're it and am. White as wool. Feel it just covering you. As white as snow. And eyes of fire, one with my Father, hath possessed me. Ah. children of his love, children of his grace. As you look by faith,
as you look by faith,
upon his shining faith,
upon his shining faith,
believe in your heart,
believe in your heart,
and say with your mouth,
and say with your mouth,
and you possess everything. That you believe and say, children of his love,
children of his grace,
you become like him as you behold his glorious face. And he clothes upon you, and saturates your body, with the Holy Ghost, makes you alive with him. Listen to Jesus explaining him.
Listen to Jesus explaining.
And then you will feel him.
And then you will feel.
I go to prepare.
I go to prepare.
A place for you.
A place for you.
That where I am. You may also be.
You may also be.
Jesus, I go to prepare a place for you. And we see that place he prepared in the book of Revelation called the New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven. Place prepared by Jesus Christ. A place of his love and his grace. Where you could enter into his fullness. He went and prepared it. Sent it down. You don't believe that. You don't believe he... You don't believe that. You don't believe he went and prepared a place, do you? You thought that was for the next life. He said, no, where I am, you may also be. In our new Jerusalem,
the city of God's love,
there are many places, special places for each one.
Clear as crystal,
fine as pure gold,
places prepared,
in our Father's heart of love,
the New Jerusalem.
Sent down from heaven,
sent down from heaven, is the heart of our Father.
That Jesus prepared
him. A city of love, for his obedient people, a special place of love,
for each one of you.
Reading in the scriptures in Ezekiel and Isaiah, many other places in the scripture, I begin to see the New Jerusalem described as there were little chambers all through the house. Not casitas, Joe, chambers. Little places. Yeah, okay. All right. Not little houses. Oh, no casita, little chambers, cubicles. All over the place. Now, Lord, what are those places? Every one of them is empty. He began to show them to me in the spirit. Just as clear as crystal, not a little smoky around the top, tinted with fire. What are those places? Those are places for each one of my obedient people. A place of love, described in Isaiah, said, come, my people, enter thy into thy chamber, and shut the door about thee, hide thyself for a little moment until the indignation passes over. There's only one way, Lord said, to ever move into perfection in me, and that's to let me work my love on you. He said, I prepared these places to where you can just by faith go in them. He said, I'll just squeeze down on you that love and just saturate you. Ooh. He said, then the indignation passed over and you can go on. He said, just for a little moment is all it takes. When you get worried, frustrated, nothing going right, battling, striving, just by faith, enter into that place. So, well, how can I get the people in there? And he showed me, but let's finish the song, okay? Let's close our eyes and begin to see it as we sing it. Lord Jesus. Out in the world, among family, friend, and others, you feel their rejection and hatred for you. And Satan lashes you with an unwanted feeling, trying to defeat you and discourage you. But learn this lesson. And learn it well. Your special place of love. In the heart of Jesus. and in the heart of a father,
is always open.
Always open. This special place for you.
And the feelings of love.
Words cannot tell.
As he gently squeezes your body.
By the Holy Ghost,
and squeezes out Satan,
and squeezes in his love,
clasped in his bosom,
your body and soul.
A special place,
no one else can feel,
it reserved for you,
in his heart of love,
a place of comfort.
A place of rest,
a place of love,
makes you ever with
hope
in faults and failures,
shortcomings and such.
Doubts and condemnation,
trying to discourage you,
problems of life,
trying to overcome,
all fade away.
Special place of love.
How do you get in it?
By grace, through faith.
Ooh.
I want to just help you get in there right now. Start putting some of you in there.
Ooh.
Someone catch him now. I'm going to know what's going to happen to him.
Ooh.
Oh, Lord Jesus,
what I'm going to do, just by the Spirit, I'm going to just clasp you and just speak in tongues, just let you feel a touch of love, and just by faith, you and I both are just going to put you right in that place. You're going to feel him just squeeze down on you, and that love just going to move all over.
Oh,
oh,
oh.
Prepared in the heart of your father,
by Jesus suffering,
as you enter in,
you feel him squeeze you in love,
and you found your resting place.
From all your trouble.
Lord Jesus, by faith, I just enter into that place of love.
I just watch.
Oh,
ah,
oh. touch him, just squeeze down on him.
Oh, oh.
Driving. Oh, come on, Papa Nelson, get out there. You're ready next. Oh, Lord Jesus, by faith, I accept. Oh, that special place of love. Oh, 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 just put her right in there. Feel him squeeze down on you. That's it. Oh, oh, Lord. How do you get it? You believe it and confess it. What are you doing, brother? I'm helping you. Get your start in there. Once you get that start in there, you'll never stay away from it anymore. When you find out how much healing, how much rest, how much comfort there is, you won't struggle and strive and worry anymore. You'll hunt that place just by your confession. Every time you'll feel the Holy Ghost squeeze you in there, and you'll be in that place of love. Lord Jesus, I accept that special place of love that you prepared for me. Just sit him in there. Just sit him. Oh, that's it. Sit him right down. A special place. And a place of love. Stand up and go right back down where you are. Oh, Lord Jesus, by faith, I accept that special place of love. Feel it move. Look at the glory on her face already. Oh, call that? You know what the Old Testament prophet called that place? The balm of Gilead. Because it feels just about like mentholatum feels when you rub it on there. There is a balm in Gilead to heal my sin-sick soul. There is a balm in Gilead that makes my body whole. There is a place in Jesus Christ in the love of his father, where I come in troubles and trials, and nothing else mattered. Oh, oh, come on, Mom. Stand up. Oh, Lord Jesus, by grace, I accept that special place of love. Oh, 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 oh. Just put you right in there now. Just feel him squeeze down on you. Feel him. Oh, oh, oh. A special place of love. Special place of love. In the heart of our Father. Father. Don't get between them all this year. Prepared by Jesus. Where I enter in. By simple faith. And I feel his love bind me and played. Oh, I just place you in there right now by faith. Why'd you just squeeze down on you? Oh, 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 oh. I accept by faith, Lord Jesus.
I accept by faith.
Ooh, 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 ooh. And I just place him in there. Ah, you want to wear that yoke that's easy and that burden that's light, or you still want to keep fighting your battles? What you want to do? Do you believe the yoke that Jesus has is easy and his burden light? Is it? Love is what makes that easiness of that yoke. The yoke of Jesus Christ is the glory of the Holy Ghost. And the burden is the wings of the Holy Spirit. You don't care them, they care you. Ooh, come on. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, by faith, I accept. That special place of love. That little cubicle of love that you have prepared for me. Ooh. 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 Just place her in there. Oh, feel it just squeeze down on you. That's right. Ooh. Learn to accept it by faith. Don't work for it. Don't strive for it. Just by faith. Oh, Lord Jesus, by faith, I accept that special place of love. Ooh, ooh, feel it just squeeze down on her. Oh, yeah. Ooh, just put her right in there. Set her right now. Ooh, right there. Be good. Ooh. You don't believe it's that easy. You don't believe it's that easy? How many of you believe it's that easy? You believe his yoke is easy and burden and light? But that yoke you've been wearing hadn't been so easy, has it? That burden you've been carrying hadn't been so light, has it? But you found a place now that just squeezes all that old heavy burden off of you, all that old hard yoke off of you, and just leaves you in a place of rest and comfort. Ooh, ooh, come on, Jesus. Ooh, just close your eyes. Say, Lord Jesus, by faith, I accept that place of love that you have prepared for me. I just feel the glory. Ooh, 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 that's it. Feel it, come on. Ooh, 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 that's it. Ooh, ooh, now just feel me when I place you in there. Just feel it squeeze down on you. Oh, feel it squeeze down on you. Oh, that it. Oh. Oh, she can't hardly stand it. Oh. Oh, I can't hardly stand it either. Can you? No. Oh, just keep her moving there. Oh. Mmm. It just about explodes on the inside of you. Oh. Lord Jesus. Tell him, say, Lord Jesus, by faith, I accept that special place of love for me. Now just feel it. Sissy. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh, Sissy. Ooh, Sissy. Ooh, see. Ooh. Ooh. Oh, that is place her right in there. Oh, oh, ah, ah, oh, children of his love. Children of his grace, in his heart of love, you have a special place, as you accepted, in simple childlike faith. You drown in his love, and all is well. That's what it feels like. It feels like you're drowning. Absolutely does. Oh, when that love squeezing down on you, if the problem been on you, wrestling with a problem, especially if you have a real hard problem. When that love squeezes down on you, you feel like you're drowning in it. One minute you feel like you're drowning, next minute you feel like you're floating. Oh, Lord Jesus, I accept that special place of love that you have prepared for me. Oh, that's it. Feel it squeeze on you there. Oh, 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 that's it. Just place her right in there. Oh, feel it just squeeze down on me. Oh, 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 Lord Jesus,
Lord.
I accept that special place of love of you have prepared for me. Oh, 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 that's it. Feel it start squeezing down on me. Oh, just put him right in there. Oh, ah, ah, children of his love, Lord Jesus, I accept. Oh, that special place of love that you have prepared for me. And just feel it move on you. Ooh. 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 Now just place him right in there, Donnie. Why do you just squeeze down on him? I don't care how big you are. When that love squeezes down on you. Oh, and you need it too. Most of you, I look at you by the Spirit, bless your heart. You're the most battle-scarred bunch of folks I've ever seen in my life. You know, the hungrier you are spiritually, the more the devil beats you. Did you know that? These old folks that don't care, you know these type don't give a damn people? They don't ever get beat, do they? Do they? It's the ones that's hungry and seeking at something. They're the ones that get beat. And y'all the most battle-scarred bunch of people I've ever seen in my life.
But that balm in Gilead, if you'll just listen to it tonight, it'll just heal that and have you a continual place of coming for healing. You stop all that fighting and wrestling and battling, worry, trouble, and problem. Let them just wash away in that love of Christ. Oh, Lord Jesus, I accept that special place of love that you have prepared for me. Oh, now just feel it. Oh, feel it get started. That's it. Oh, 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 now just place her right in there. Oh, a special plate.
Special place of love,
in the heart of our Father, prepared by Jesus. Lord Jesus, I accept that special place of love. My, the only place no one else can feel it but me. Oh. Ooh, and I just feel it, and I'm moving. Ooh, 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 and I just set him right in it. Ooh, ooh, ah, ah, ah.
Your special place of love,
place of love for you,
is a soft glory cloud,
in which you are absorbed.
Clear as crystal,
glowing with his love's fire,
white heat of his love,
like the noonday sun.
Oh.
Care how big you are, how little or how big, Lord Jesus, I accept that special place of love you have prepared for me.
Ooh, 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 that's it. Ooh, ooh, ooh,
ooh, just sit him right down in it. Ooh. Troubles, no more. The secret. Love is the bond of perfection. Love is the one work of the Spirit that never faileth. Everything else may fail, but that special place of love never fails. And the secret of it, when you learn to rest in that place of love, everything else works perfect too. Oh, still feel it, Pat? Oh. Now, I tell you, if any of y'all leave here tonight and get out there and get to wrestling with any more problems, I don't know what to think for you, of you. Because every one of you sat right there. You might not have felt it like you wanted to, but every one of you sat right there and knew that what I was telling you was true. And you felt it move a little on you. And you know you're not supposed to fight. You know that. And struggle and be in a turmoil on the inside. You know this tears you all to pieces. It does not give service to God. It ruins your life. It doesn't glorify the Lord for you to struggle and fight, does it? Lord Jesus, I accept. Ooh, your special place of love for me, Lord Jesus.
That's it. Just feel it squeeze down on you. Just sit her right down in it. Oh, a special plate of his love and grace. A special plate prepared for me, Lord Jesus. By faith, I receive my special place of love. Now just feel it begin to move. Now just place him in there. Receive it right in there. Oh, that's it. Oh. Oh, get that feeling moving in you now. Oh. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, I receive by faith my special place of love that you have prepared for me, Jesus. Ooh, just feel the Spirit come on in. That's it. Now I'm going to just place you right in it. Ooh, catch him there. Feel it just squeeze down on you. Oh, hold him up there. Look at that glory all over his face. Lord Jesus, I accept my special place of love that you have prepared for me in the heart of my Father. Now just feel it move on you. That's it. Begin to feel it. Now just ease her down. And feel him squeeze down on you. All the trouble's gone. A special place. A place of love and grace, prepared by Jesus in the heart of my Father, as I enter in by simple faith. He binds me in him. Then all is well. This old body can hardly contain it. The love of Jesus. As it swells up inside him, even heaven itself is barely big enough to hold it. If it were not eternal, heaven itself would explode. The love of our Father revealed through Jesus is a love story that can never all be told. Age upon age, eternity without end.
accept that special place of love. Ooh, you have prepared for me.
You have prepared for me.
Ooh. 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 Feel it just squeeze down on you. Ooh. Ha. How many of you just feel just clean, just feel, how many of you feel real clean? That's what the love of God does for, just clean. Lord Jesus, I accept that special place of love that you have prepared for me. Ooh, just feel it move down on you. Ooh, ooh. 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 Ooh, just put it right in there. Come on, Ed. Oh. Oh. Ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh. Boy, that beats that old condemning religious dead letter preaching all to pieces, doesn't it? All that old thing telling you all what's wrong with you. Ooh. That old knowledge of good and evil preaching, you know. Same thing started with Satan in the Garden of Eden. Ooh, Lord Jesus. I accept your special place of love you have prepared for me. Ooh. Ooh. Put him right in there. Oh. Oh. You didn't know all that good and evil preaching started in the Garden of Eden, didn't you? That knowledge of good and evil? Did you know that? How many of you knew that? You know who that was tempted Adam to eat of the knowledge of the tree of good and evil? What is God? Satan. Satan told him, said, now, if you'll just find out what's good and what's evil, and you quit doing evil and be good, you'll be like God. But he lied to him. God said, that's not the way to do it. Said, my...